Jesus.
都是用耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
For the next few minutes,
会学的点是什么？
I wanted to pray plenty of prayers.
我非常把我保罗挂住了。
And in few minutes,
你学的点是。
And those of you who are watching us all over the world on the net,
你在新闻啊，也可以加多多挂巴拉耶。
Be a participant, not a spectator. As you pray, the Lord will bless you. I want you to pray this prayer with holy hatred. With merciless violence. Because of the rage of the enemy that is going on now. Enemy is wasting so many lives and killing so many untimely. Make up your mind that you will not be a candidate of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. This is why I want to pray this prayer with boiling anger. Let your voice roar like thunder. With military authority. As you are saying these words, the arrows of the enemy will be going back to the senders. Sisters, are you here this morning? Sisters, are you here to negotiate with the enemy? So say this after me, sisters. To kill
me.
Can I hear the sister say this? Brothers, can I hear you shout to this Lord after you? An ordinary boy can kill
you.
A lot of people have been killed by malaria and typhoid fever. Can I hear everybody shouting this loud? Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening
already.
Yes,
then
you practitioner of death.
You want to be cool.
In the body of that person over there. Get out. At the count of three. Go back to your senders. One. Two. Three. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus.
Something is happening over there.
Oh, what you said along here.
Every coffin planted into the brain. And the fear of death has gripped your life. I break that coffin now. In the name of Jesus. Spiritual assassins.
Assign
Any arrow of disgrace fired at you,
fight you do want to see
to go back to the sender's heart. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare right now.
Your back is all over you.
In the name of Jesus. Beginning from now,
that is his healing.
Any power assigned to swallow you, shall be swallowed by the power of God. Yes.
And
whether the enemy likes it or not, whether the enemy likes it or not, whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, right there where you are, I command you by the power in the blood of Jesus that you should move to the next level. In the name of Jesus. You should move forward and fight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Also, 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 yes.
Before I stop praying now,
he told them to adore at
God. I want you to pray this prayer with anger.
Go back there, God. You are the lead.
Be known to
every power. Go back
there. Assigned to quench my laughter.
See you on the proper power. You want me to do?
Can you shout it in burning anger? Around 21 persons here.
In the above one, you know what I mean.
You were asked to come here.
One way for you to tell why.
Because you have tried all other sources.
Little anything, Lord, Kiri.
And you have met with failure.
As if you buy good on my day.
You have tried to solve the problem by your own power.
As if you are bad and you do your duty,
you have gone to dark paths.
As if you are not dark paths.
But the problem remains the same.
Why is your own power?
Therefore, somebody asked you to come.
Little anything, the power we for people who are being.
That's why you are here.
You didn't do so.
Now you know that because
he won it all.
Hear the word of the Lord.
For Lord, you are
that trouble.
Why?
That has been running after you.
It only your killing.
Pursuing you.
Only your killing.
Making your life uncomfortable.
But can your man up for
right now?
Lord, Lord,
the agent behind that trouble.
Oh, is that the lie you so wrong?
Has been cancelled.
What is that?
Christchurch,
they are there.
And the problem
is your own
has come back to the centers. That's number one.
In our company,
two,
three,
four,
ten,
five,
six,
seven,
eight,
nine,
ten.
Eleven,
Papala,
12,
13,
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19,
20.
Yes, that's the power of God's cover. And that's number 21.
And then Papa Lilo Bosini.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Abadupele wole.
May your hands upon us here today.
Dawole lewa lodi.
And move us forward by your power.
Bosu uwa teswa gini magbala.
Everyone who has presented at this particular time was changed.
Ukweli towa ni pani apara kwa do palo.
Well, in the kindness of common miracles and testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen. 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 A resounding amen.
Amen.
A glad story. Before you sit down, I'd like you to go to seven persons. With a big smile on your face and tell the person it is not over yet. In the name of Jesus. Talk to several persons.
And we've passed that you.
Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, God bless you. What did I ask you to say just now?
People, come in by.
That is our topic. It is not over yet. First Kings chapter 19.
A king I want back only come on did you
I read from verse 1 to 8.
Oka Lati said you need it job.
First Kings chapter 19.
A king we are back only come on did you
verse 1 to 8.
Lati said you need
it
job.
It is not over yet.
Oti Marino.
Can you talk to somebody, give them a big smile and say the same thing loud?
I said the conference with us, you know.
First Kings chapter 19.
It didn't have a bad record on the new
from verse 1.
That's what I said, Kenny.
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. And we tell how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.
Then the ati ju be lo pelu bi emi ko ba se emi le ga bi oko ninu awon won ni bi ola.
And when he saw that he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba which belonged to Judah and left his servant there.
O si beru o si bi o si lo si o si sa fun emi re o si de bi Asheberi ti Judah o si fi awon ọmọ ọdọ re sile nibe.
But he himself went a day's journey to the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. He requested for himself that he might die and say, so not my own Lord, take away my life, I'm not better than my father's.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ti ká ẹ̀la ní ìrìn àjò ọjọ́ kan sí àjèjì. Ó sì wá ó sì jókòó lábẹ́ igi tí ó bá nìkan. Ó sì tọrọ fún ara rẹ̀ kí òun kí ó kú. Ó sì wí pé ó tọ́ nísinsìnyí Olúwa. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni mi kúrò nítorí mi kú.
And as he lay and slept on that juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And look and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals, and a goose of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drank, and went in the strength of that meat 40 miles unto Horeb, the mount of God. For the first time in the history of the gospel and of the things of God, one man challenged 850 prophets of Baal and Balim. Imagine one single man standing here by the altar and 850 people facing him, and he's challenging their
God.
He told them, you call on the name of your God,
and
I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God which answers by fire, let him be God. And the competition started. And Elijah prayed his very popular prayer. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So let these people know that I'm thy prophet.
But I
do these things at thy word. And Elijah now killed all his prophets. Jezebel, the wicked queen who brought the prophets to Israel, now sent a death threat to Elijah. She swore by the gods that Elijah's end had come. And the prophet went away. But where he was, the Lord had prepared a table before him in the presence of his enemies. I pray that in the presence of your enemies, the Lord shall prepare your table.
You
shall prepare your table. Elijah went and said, Elijah, arise and eat. But the journey is too great for him. Elijah gets up and eats the food. And he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights. I pray that the spiritual food you are receiving now will give you strength to arise and go to the next place of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. There you have another. Jezebel has said to him, Elijah, your end has come.
Jezebel is Elijah, O Parifah.
Said Elijah, there shall not be a tomorrow for you again.
But Elijah,
but the angel came. They don't mind
the threat.
Your journey continues.
I want you
by this food to proceed to an encounter with God.
The angel said,
Jezebel does not have the final say over your wa.
Jezebel kan lo ni oro te lori aye re.
He tell us that Elijah can see the future.
E I tell him we for Elijah pe Elijah ojo la before.
This is why I know.
Idi ni e ti mo se mo.
That the verdict over your life.
People are setting one pa lori aye re.
Will not come from the enemy.
Odi pa ko tawa
to not come from the enemy.
Odi pa ko tawa.
No matter what you are going through now.
Oh, you don't have a job.
I will see the future for you.
A job, and therefore,
and the word is coming to you this morning. So I came to Elijah.
Oh, but now see, no, I want to say, by Elijah, no.
Arise, eat,
then,
and keep going.
Go to my test. What you?
So while somebody was threatening Elijah with termination, the threat was really driving Elijah towards an encounter with God at Oreb.
He had a huge
I pray that all your problems will just grant you an appointment with God. I pray that every plot of Satan against you, they are just driving to the presence of God. In the name of Jesus. Know what the Bible says?
About
if the prince of this world knew, they would not have crucified the prince of peace. Meaning that the powers of darkness, Satan, they don't know everything. Elijah's trouble started by Jezebel only drove him to have an encounter with the Lord at Mount
Horeb.
Since prophet Elijah did not die in his wilderness, I decree by the decree of
heavens
that you will not die in your wilderness. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Say it is not over yet. In the name of Jesus. Shout it loud. But then,
Amasha,
some situations will arise.
Awa isele pande dide,
where the enemy begins to rejoice and he begins to say, "It's over."
Ni bidi awa tau ti ma yo ti wosi marite oti pari.
Under what situation does this kind of thing happen?
Ninu isele woni ro awa kopa awa iti pele isele.
Under what situation will the enemy say, "Why well, it's over for this person? It's over for that person?"
Ninu isele woni awa.
I decree one more time. Anyone in the meeting of today, enemies have already held a meeting, and they have decided that it is over for you. I decree that verdict is cancelled. Could the enemy begin to say it's over? Number one. When they know they are stronger than you. This is why the Bible says be strong in the Lord. And the fullness of his might. If we do not have a strong enemy, the Bible will not say be strong in the Lord. Today is a day for you to receive power. Power.
Power.
To push your enemies back to where they came from.
That is your dad and father. See what you want.
The Bible says, as many as received him.
People read the year, I want to bar.
To them gave him
power. I want to see
to become the sons of God.
That is the number long.
The Bible says, ye shall receive power.
People read the year,
after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Let it back here. Do you remember that?
So power. When they know they are stronger than you, they begin to say it's over. Anytime you face an attack in your dream and you are not able to fight back, that's a problem. You dream, a serpent came to you in the dream, the serpent was biting you or fighting you, and you could not kill the serpent till you wake up. That is a problem. Somebody came to you in the dream, bringing the face of whoever, and you could not say, let fire fall upon you and destroy that object, then that's a problem.
And the quantity they look is your logala, or no to any toba fellow. Oh, today did they go past your pecking or two people? Mope, walawa.
The masquerade comes in the dream, but instead of him to say, you masquerade undress, I want to know who is on that. Then after they have undressed, say, receive the fire of God. But instead of that, you were running. That's a problem.
Eh, only a logala, a hippo, if you did not say, we were good. Bosh, I'm logala, I will fail more.
You need to pray for power. Power that the enemy cannot insult or ridicule. Under what situation would enemy be saying sofa? Number two. When your secrets are in their hands. Maybe you've been to them in the past.
And
you were born into their hands. And your secrets are their hands. So no matter where you turn, they could still use your secrets in their hands to manipulate your life. I pray that any information about your life in the hand of the enemy. To catch fire now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three. Let me give the sense over.
When are we going to Bali?
When they have hired Balaam to curse you.
That if you are
Balaam represents prophets of darkness ask to curse the children of God.
Balaam will do it for
I pray that every Balaam hired to curse you shall fall down and die. In the name of Jesus. Number four, they say it's over. When they have already gained internal assets. Now read the answer. Many of us are fighting the enemy outside. Not know that the enemy is already inside. By the time you remove the problem of domestic and household which come from the black man,
Atagye
75% of his problems are over. I pray that every enemy that has already gained access, that is now using the access to trouble your destiny. The angel that slapped
Aaron
and allowed worms to eat him to death. That angel shall slap them. For you, when their own champion is a Goliath is a stubborn, strong man enemy. Goliath. I was speaking in a campus.
Monsoro, in the Bobiga
Facility. University campus.
In the Bobiga Facility.
And I told them.
What's it before?
Say, it is when there is no Goliath.
But we bring it back to a single Goliath.
Is there you call yourself a professor?
Linda, no, Lily, Pira, and only white in there.
When Goliath arrives,
Goliath is back to
the table. We know who the professors are.
How far do you know my dealer?
When there is a Goliath,
no, I think Goliath is now.
Your certificate becomes useless.
If we are here, Kodija,
the training you have received becomes useless.
A Koto, no, Tita, Kodija,
come on, I'm standing before you here. I'm standing before you here now.
If you want to go to my delivery,
I studied molecular biology.
Okay, what is that?
If I now face a demon, I
say,
in the name of molecular biology, come out. Would the demon listen to me? No. So all the certificates of molecular biology, they're just in one corner. When there is a Goliath after you, they begin to rejoice.
No,
because they believe you cannot fight that Goliath. I have an information for somebody here. As many native doctors as they have consulted against
you.
So if they do not let you go, all those native doctors will be buried in 7 years. Six. The enemy begins to declare
somewhere.
When you are already being dedicated to them consciously or unconsciously. A lot of people are suffering from evil dedication. There are dedications that are speaking against you. They have already given the person over to the spirits long time ago.
What is
and it's a serious matter. A lady was failing her school certificate exams. After failing 5 times, the mother went to consult. Water spirits. And the water spirit said, bring offering here. So she bought a nice goat. She bought rice. But very nice food. And threw all of them into the river. And she was given a promise that your daughter will now begin to pass. But make sure that every year you come to deposit this offering here. True, by the next year, the lady passed. The mother gave the offering for some number of years, then she forgot. But demons do not forget promises human beings made to them. They now began to trouble the lady who is now a qualified graduate. And life was going upside down.
Yes, they are political.
It's sucked down here, it's sucked down there, it's sucked down nowhere.
What that do only be
she day? What she lost her marriage, she lost her children.
Opa Dano, Opa Dano, pay a
woman. She ran away. The mother went to consult the friend.
Yeah, to the wadi.
And they said, well, it's because you are not giving offering to this demon. And it's very, very sad. When somebody has been dedicated consciously or unconsciously like this, the enemy begins to rejoice because they believe we can't get out. I had a scientific program in Enugu many years back. I was driving on the road to Enugu, and we passed by this river called Ikuba River. And I saw a sign. There's a woman sitting down there. She had this large bowl of pounded yam prepared with a goosey stew by the side. Plenty of cocoa meat inside the egusi soup. Snail is what they call cocoa meat there. And she sat there. And plenty of chicken floating on that river. But this woman was not sitting down there.
Obili, why the position?
She took a large bowl of pounded yam. She used it to collect a egusi soup. I thought you should go into her mouth. No.
Nana.
I was going to deliver.
You know the sauce.
To deliver.
You know do.
I said, driver.
What? Our godulu.
I got down.
What's up, Kali?
And I went to her back.
Ubalo. Send me.
Say, madam.
Obiri.
Madam.
Obiri.
She pretended that she didn't hear.
Oh,
she
said, oh, God.
Why are you giving this lovely milk to the water?
He don't tell you food.
She looked back.
Oba when?
Say, what will be your problem?
Can you lie?
Say, I defeat my spirit of man.
Oh yeah, I'll go minimum following them.
I said, you need Jesus. You don't need to feed anything here. She stopped talking to me. She continued feeding the river. I continued talking. And he said, excuse me, sir. Make your mind your business. He said, it's very sad. I pray.
Today.
And there is a dedication speaking against you. In their possession. The air on their head. To some, unfortunately, the air on their reproductive organs. Some, the air under their armpits. Some, their clothes. Some, the materials that have searched their body. So the enemy has that in his possession.
Eight.
The eighth situation where the enemy will begin to say it's over.
It's
when they have mastered all your strategies. They know your prayer pattern. They know for how long you pray. They have studied you very well.
What
you
want?
Number nine.
Guess what?
Nine situation.
He shall let guess what?
On which the enemy will say so.
But that is when they are with the otipari.
Is when they have caged you with the spirit of discouragement.
Oh, they that you want to see us in no harbor. So when you put me in the water.
They are so discouraged.
Oh, they
are so down.
Oh, they are so down.
It's over.
We've
got it. Because they too know the Bible. Because the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled.
Believe in God. God
believe in me also.
Because
so when you are praying with a discouraged heart, the devil will contest your prayer.
On issue.
Say, Father, you can't listen to this one because your word says, let not your heart be troubled. But this one is troubled. Discouragement is a destroyer. There was a man that was so discouraged because of his problems. He cried himself to sleep. In his sleep, he had a dream. He found himself in a large market and began to go from stall to stall in the marketplace. Very soon, he sighted the stall. And he saw the name of the shop owner, Mr. Satan. Devil, you have a market here?
Yes, you are not.
So he went to the market. And he saw various items the devil was selling. Bad luck. High blood pressure. Diabetes. Madness.
You see me?
What kinds of things? And he has price tags for them. He now saw an old axe. A old small axe. An old one. That axe is it's grown old from usage and usage is so old. It was the most expensive item in everything the devil was selling.
You know that this will
not. He now asked the devil, what is this one that is so expensive? The devil said, that is discouragement. So once that one comes inside, all of that problems will follow. So if you are here today and you are already getting discouraged, spirit of discouragement. Arise by the power of God. And eat like it was said to Elijah. And then look forward to the next verse of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Number 10. The enemy says it's over. When you are completely disarmed and surrounded, they surrounded you. They've disarmed you. Surrounded you. They've disarmed you. I was in our branch many years ago at Oregon for a small crusade. And that day I was talking about binding the strong man. A woman who had just lost her husband was in that meeting. She prayed the way she's never prayed before. And she went to and took the anointing oil from that place and took it home. When she got home, she said, children, come, let us pray. Our three children came out. Where is the house? The house. The house has been with them for years. Tell her to join the prayer. So this maid came out too.
And the tomb by one should not be there.
Madam, before we start the prayer,
she
was in boiling from the meeting she came to.
Oh, see, you know, if my dear do not to launch in dollar.
Before we start to pray, everybody. Open your mouth. Take a drop of water. Everybody. The children opened their mouth and collected it. The husband said, no. So why? That thing must not touch my mouth. Why? I don't know.
No.
So what? If you don't take it, you are going. Say yes, ma'am. I'm ready to go. See, you are just discovering now where your problems are. So what? How do you mean? You ask me to go.
Say,
I will go.
My
so, but let me tell you one secret. I've already initiated your children.
Into
witchcraft. You must say, what?
Like,
no, no, don't get too upset. Should be your husband just died. Say, I killed him. Close your eyes,
man.
Can you shout this? Loud and clear.
And keep the light on.
I'm a man of strong man.
I put on a
belt. In the count of my life.
Yeah,
in the name of Jesus. It is important to pray. Let's see now, continue for a little bit.
Yes, I do. That's why I did this.
Number 11.
It comes for
that. They declare that it's over.
Mama, I don't go to Bali.
When they see that you are laboring under destructive curses and covenants.
You got to Bali, you pay. She knows she said that there. A good to that Bala. At the market, you go that Bala.
When curses are working against your life.
You got to go by she will desire.
12.
It can't be that.
They declare that it's over.
Mama, I don't go to Bali.
When there is already an enemy inside your camp, they declare that it's over.
Mama, we go to party.
They declare that it's over.
Mama, we go to party.
When they have manipulated you into offending God. When you offend God, is your defender. They declare that it's over.
So I will pray to party.
Last but not the least.
It okay, it just, okay.
They declare that it's over. When they have already introduced satanic delay into your destiny. Not all delays are from the Almighty. There is divine delay. There is personal delay. There is program delay. There is inherited delay. There is witchcraft delay. There is strong man delay. Destiny is a function of time.
And your mom?
And destiny is devil's target.
And you must go to Satan in my
book. And Satan troubles people mostly because of their destiny. When Satan says that he cannot derail you in the journey of your destiny, now he introduces strategies to delay
you.
The five foolish virgins in the Bible delayed the purchase of their oil. And they lost their miracle.
I want what they are to man on in the middle of what down in our role or do.
Delay is very destructive.
If that do not have
when it is from the enemy.
God
knew that there were strange forces of delay that were attacking Lot in the Bible.
Allah we say I want a duro power to go to Lot in the middle.
He said, Lot, escape from this city.
Only Lord.
He had to send to pull the man out. The angelic forces of God, they are here today.
You
break the power of satanic delay. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy has introduced delay into your destiny,
there'll
be postponement of blessings. That will be unnecessary hatred by people. Destiny helps us to find it difficult to reach you. ki wo ri o business and career will just go down.
Ise ati owo yo ko lo le sha.
There will be repeated health problems which linger so that will render the person financially impotent.
Isoro nibe to ilera ti yo ma wa lati gba de gba yo si so ni to eni ti o lowo lowo.
Apart from good things will be defined again and again.
Ipapa de fo owo rere won ma sun si wa.
The person is unable to start a project and finish a project. Everything is half done.
You also have to do that. That is Bali. That is Belize.
I'm going to say Bali. Oh, the enemy has introduced a delay. Find yourself climbing in the dream and getting nowhere. That was the spirit of delay. Find yourself with cobwebs. The spirit of delay. Find yourself alone in a deep pit. Is the spirit of delay. When the animals introduce this spirit of delay,
they'll
be mocking and despising my
hearing.
There'll be all kinds of different provocations. But one message I have for you now, which I'm telling you loud and clear, and no matter the strategy the enemy has acquired against
you,
it is not over yet. In the name of Jesus. What do you do?
Kill on
time to cancel the verdict of the enemy. Number one is you must surrender your life to Jesus. Number two, you must not give Satan a place in your life.
Oh, what the fire for Satan in your life?
Don't give him a place. If you give the devil one foot, he will take 1 mile.
Don't for Satan in your life. You only need your mind to
come. One, surrender your life to Jesus. Don't give the enemy a place in your life. Three, be careful of what you listen to and what you say. Be careful of what you say. Four, believe that best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And lastly, wage war against the enemies of your destiny. And that's why we're here today.
It is in the entire
below. We don't need to wage this war.
He shall teach you to come,
but to declare to the enemy
to go at it going for
that. As far as my life is concerned,
you may need to hear the view.
It's not over yet.
But in Parima,
there is still a future.
Oh, God, that's you.
There is still a program.
I don't want to see what.
Rise up on your feet now.
Get back to the door.
Rise up on your feet.
Get back to the door.
Jesus is here.
Jesus,
and he's here to do several things here today.
Oh, she want that he share of all of them.
Rise up on your feet now.
Yeah, God, the girl.
But you see, if you are here today,
well, remember what he learned.
And you are not born again.
That is that to be.
You have not surrendered your life to Jesus.
I will see your way even Jesus.
Whatever you are. While all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand.
And now what? It's okay.
God bless you. Raise it up very well. Raise it up very well. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. You have not done so before. You want to surrender your life to Jesus today. So that you beginning can start your life. And you cancel the value of your presence. Those of you raise up your right hand. Take a bold step of faith. Run quickly to the altar at the front here. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Sophia, the altars, I congratulate you. Making the most important decision in life. Just
bow
down your hands. And so, I'm going to say that after.
And we will see what we tell you.
Say, Father,
Baba,
In the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye bye to the devil. And I enter into the kingdom of life. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here.
Baba, for
making this most important decision. I pray, oh Lord, that this decision will be permanent in their lives. Glory of God will fill your life. The Lord will keep you standing by His power. And today that I have surrendered your life to Jesus, I decree that every power that says so for you shall be disgraced. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The next few minutes, I want you to run like thunder in prayer. The first power I want us to deal with thoroughly is the power of satanic delay. Before we now go to deal with other things, how many of you believe that today is your day? Shout it loud. That immediately after today's prayer, that your life will change completely. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. Now is your voice dressed louder than anyone around you. Against satanic delay. Don't choke with these prayers. Pray it the way you've ever prayed any prayer before. Can you shout this loud and clear? Of disappointments. That's wonderful. Say, delay tactics. Organize against my joy. Can I hear how the sister says, shout to this man and do I need to be there? Is that the love of the sister says, shout to this man and do I need to be there? Remember to put the names of your family members in this prayer.
Can
you shout it again? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to declare it. Yes. Daddy. In Jesus' name we pray.
Luka Jesu.
Like I said, I have satanic delay. All of our eternity do in the fantasy.
Fire into my life.
Fear of the sinner. There are three persons who came to this meeting.
And when the met I was again. It
was as if you couldn't walk by yourself when they brought you here.
They said, look, you're darling for a
right the way you are.
When
you
tell what
the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that paralysis is broken now. In the name of Jesus. Just check your body.
You
find that that paralysis has disappeared. Put it up to the front so that the enemy will not put it back on you. Something is happening over there.
A
strange mark on the body of somebody has just disappeared. That's right. Somebody's over there too.
And the power allowing
you to have a dream. And as a result of that dream, a sickness started. Check now.
Yeah,
that infirmity that came from the dream has just vanished. That's the power of God coming upon you. That's right. That's right. Some people came out with a very bad medical report. The power of God is falling upon you where you are. And the yoke of that evil report is broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. Check your body. Check your body. Check your body. Find out that yoke has been broken. Find the way to the altar very quickly so that the devil will not put it back. Three prayers which I want you to roar like thunder. Three prayers to let your enemies know
that
it's not over for you. In the name of Jesus. Shout this loud and clear. You that problem in the breast.
Hear
the word of the Lord. That place you are is the wrong place. Because Almighty did not plant you there. So I approach you from that breast. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch that breast now.
Yeah,
like that the plantation of darkness there has just vanished. Find a way to the South America.
The
noises in the stomach.
And you only know
And the spirit of prince are passing somewhere over there.
And the put on here the calling
and the breathing problems.
And see why that is the
they have just been cancelled now. Thank you, Jesus.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
You are Jesus.
Nagadura. I have a word to somebody here.
Honor of any condition.
Right now.
Lower, lower.
The enemy is trying to disgrace you at the place of work. But within the next few days, every conspiracy against you in that place has been scattered. That strikes
that bill.
And someone here,
and
a strong man in your family, has caged all your children and has transferred the virtues of your children to his own children. Something is happening right now. The stolen virtues have been returned. That's right.
With that bell.
Aha.
Bell.
Shout this with burning anger.
If you do not know who king the body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you have any sickness in your body,
to balance,
this is the time to lay your hands upon the place. Father, it is written that you yourself brought our infirmities and took care of our sicknesses.
He
shall spasm of our pieces upon you. By your stripes were healed. Let the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ cause your healing power to flow upon your people here now. Your infirmity in the eyes, in the head,
in the
chest, in the heart, in the womb, in the reproductive organs, in the legs, in the blood. Now we're going to check your body. Check your body, check your body. Whatever you cannot do before, begin to do so now. Check that leg, check that wound.
Yes, sir. You will
check that wound. Check everyone.
To the glory of God. The rest of us will go back to our seats now.
Apart
from those who want to testify. Now, 21 times. Without letting anyone's voice or my shadow of voice in that 21 times. 21 solid times. You will declare this loud and clear.
Everybody know, Rana.
Say, Satan.
Satan,
you hear me and hear me well. It is not over yet for me. But in the name of Jesus,
you are grateful.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Three Jericho destroyed, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout hallelujah. Stretch your prayer request towards this altar here. Stretch it towards the altar here. And let your amen be super dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want your amen to roll like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus, we present our prayer request unto you. You know what you have written there. I know the innermost desire of our heart. You are the God that answered by fire. Every prayer listed on this paper and in the laboratory of our heart, answer by fire. Say thank you, Jesus. Now, wave your prayer request with any song of praises you can sing. Just wave your prayer request as you sing the song of praises. How great is this Lord? How great is this Lord? Forever and same. You are my Lord and Savior. All my dreams, I swear I never leave you. And I trust you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You can put your prayer letter away now.
And they told you letter, bye.
Glory be to the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your children
here.
I decree that you shall be one with you. The Lord your God will arise and fight your